What up, fam? On this episode of the Snapback Sports Pod, Bucks, Giants, Monday Night Football. I'm going to be in Tampa. If you guys are too, please hit me up on Instagram at Jack Settlement. We do some stock up, stock down, a healthy amount of college football talk, maybe an MVP award for Jonathan Taylor, but stock down goes to the NFL. Listen in and hear why. By the way, LeBron James ejected for a flagrant two, only the second time ever he's been eliminated from a game. We are maybe or maybe not hitting the panic button on the Lakers.
Snapback fam, new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles.
Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant took the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Sederman. Joining me today, and as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
What's on my mind today, Jack? And this will make you smile, Jack. And everyone listening to this. My name is Abe Granoff, and I am officially ready to be hurt again by the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready. I'm in. Super Bowl or bust.
So the Eagles have beaten three of their past four opponents. One of them.
Yes, good stat. Don't, just a good stat.
No. I just want to break down how you got there. So obviously you win three of four. You're now.
In impressive ways.
You're in the hunt.
Yeah.
You're not officially in the playoffs yet.
Control your own destiny.
Your schedule over the second half of the season is cake. It is very, very easy.
I'm aware of all these things.
But I would like to break down how you got to Super Bowl or bust, given that you beat Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
You beat Teddy Bridgewater. And yep. Who's the third quarterback you beat during this three of four?
Jared Goff.
So I just like want to put things in perspective. I told you 2 weeks ago you were going to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I was the one who put you there. I still told you you're a first round exit. Your team is not good. Now, right. I have seen the run game has improved. The defense is looking solid. Slay is scoring every week. But still,
Taylor Hurts looks good.
But still, at the end of the day, you're not like a very good football team. And
I disagree.
And you're going to be a wild card.
Well, that's not fair. Because there are 32 not very good football teams in this league.
We'll talk about that later. But if you have to go on the road to either Green Bay, Arizona, or Los Angeles, I find it very hard to believe you can win that game.
Yeah, you know, we're not going to try and talk hypotheticals because where does that get you in life? As of right now, like I said, we control our own destiny. I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing. And you asked me a question. You said, I'm curious how you got to Super Bowl or bust. And it's pretty simple, as a matter of fact. I've grown up my entire life, and a lot of you peasants listening to this, Dolphins fans, Jets fans, Lions fans, fans of a lot of different organizations, fuck it, Ravens, throw them in there. You're included in that group. You guys listening to this have not been as fortunate as I have when it comes to watching their football team over my lifetime. A lot of that is in your control, right? Tom Brady's run the league for the last 20 years, so chances are if you're a New England fan, sick. But the reason I say this is because I have been so spoiled, four NFC championships, one Super Bowl appearance as a kid, just consistently in the mix and a good football team throughout my years. Obviously, you have a few hiccups every year. Go to the Super Bowl. I've been to the playoffs two times since. We've just been a model of consistency. Well,
where did the Ravens miss out on this category? Because we've done essentially identical things in our lifetimes. I mean,
you know what? Actually, I'll take you out of there because you guys did find your franchise quarterback today. So I'll take the Ravens out of there because they've got the guy. Put the patch on Huntley, the guy.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm saying is when you've had that type of success in your lifetime or relative success, let's call it. It's only one Super Bowl and only one team wins every year. So there's 31 disappointed teams. When you get to the playoffs, it's never that we're just happy to be here type thing. It's you go to do business. Like, we can win one playoff game, lose the next. I won't be satisfied. We can win two playoff games, lose the NFC Championship. I won't be satisfied. We can win three playoff games, losing the Super Bowl. I won't be satisfied. And that's why it's Super Bowl or bust. It has to do with satisfactory over the year. And a lot of teams, and I know Eagleson, who's not here, like he can genuinely, and we wouldn't argue it if the Miami Dolphins put a banner up in Hard Rock Stadium because they won Wild Card Weekend and lost by 30 in the divisional round, we wouldn't bat an eye. That's a Super Bowl for them. It's all about relative success. And I understand that my team has had that success. So now when we get into the tournament, like I said, everyone starts 0-0. It's Super Bowl or bust. And the path is right in front of us, and that's just where I'm at with it.
Okay. Fair enough. You won't be winning a playoff game this year, but I hear you. I hear you on that take.
Why do you say that?
Because you guys are not good. I've told you that, and you're not going to win the division, and you're going to go on the road, and one of the top teams in the NFC is going to beat you down because you're going to fall behind early, and then Sirianni is going to put on one of his freaking Ben Simmons t-shirts and start airing the ball out, throwing screens to Quez Watkins, and you're going to lose. That's all. That is why.
No, that makes sense. You do sound like, with all that analysis, that you must know how the NFL works.
I do. Right? But first, we're going to talk about Monday Night Football. Tampa Bay hosting the New York Giants off of a loss. The Giants coming off of a bye. The Bucs have lost twice with a bye in between. Yes, they are in a two-game losing streak to the Saints. People are saying Jalen Hurts better than Tom Brady. People are. I'm not one of those. Some are, though. I will be at the game. If anyone's at the game, please hit me up, and we'll link up. But I think this is probably one of those where Tom gets right. Just a guess.
Tom wrong.
He has struggled the past couple weeks.
But is Tom ever wrong?
No, he's no. Rarely wrong. But when he is wrong but momentarily, he normally gets right.
Have you considered history? Historically speaking, Tom has not fared well with the Giants. So actually, I think you're right. Tom is due to play well against the Giants. The Giants coming off a win. Maybe they ride some success. They kiss the trophies a little bit in the facility this week and down in New Jersey. And they probably lose by 30 tomorrow.
We are going to roll with the people's pick 'em for the game. Just because our Thursday night performance, I was a little off of my prediction. The game was bad. And it just things weren't properly calculated.
Tad off on the game.
But Monday night, we are properly calculated. I'm going to be in the seats, so I'm going to make sure we take care of business here. $33, we win $330. Here's our picks. My first pick, Tom gets right. Over 296.5 pass yards. I would love to pick Godwin or Evans or any of these.
I thought about that too. You can't.
I can't figure it out. So
it's picking out of a hat.
So my biggest worry here is like Tom gets up big and doesn't hit it late. But Tom for 300, I'm with it. So I'm going over.
Okay. My first one is Kenny Golladay under 48.5 yards. Kenny Golladay was like that sneaky signing this offseason where everyone's like, okay, Daniel Jones has the pieces. He's got Saquon. He's got Golladay. He's got Ingram. All three are atrocious at football. And today, the reason I'm taking his under, this is strictly the reason. Today I was setting my fantasy lineups and I went to the waiver wire just to do a little scouting, just good organization does. Uh-huh. And Kenny Golladay was a free agent.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck did this guy go from all of this to a free agent? So that told me this guy stinks. I didn't even need to look at his game log. Yep. So for that reason, Kenny Golladay under.
It's a fair take. I'm going to bounce back with a Giants pass catcher. We think they're going to get killed. Good passing opportunities. I'm going Kadarius Toney over 39.5 receiving yards. He had under 40 yards, I think, in his last three after some massive performances before he got a little nicked up. Now Golladay back, maybe Shep's back, I get it. But Kadarius Toney's a stud. I like him over 40 yards. So those are my two picks. Who's bringing us?
You can't just throw that word stud out there like it's a free sample at Costco.
He is a stud. He's stud. He makes the wide receiver class from this year look better. I'll leave it at that.
Stud?
I'll leave it at that. He's a stud. He's a good ball player.
Wait, wow. Here is something. I've never had this before. I'm looking at my fantasy matchup right now. I am projected to currently tie 110.43 to 110.43.
Wow. All right. What's the matchup?
Here's the sitch. There's a minute 13 left in Arizona, Seattle.
That game's over. All the games are over.
Who's got the ball?
All the games are over. They just need. Who's got the ball? All the games are literally over.
Got it. Okay. So nobody's got the ball.
Literally, okay. No one has the ball.
So as it stands, I am up 4.9. I am fucked. I am up 4.98, and he has the Steelers defense going tonight.
You're not toast. Herbert doesn't necessarily turn the ball over a ton. The Steelers defense is good, but if they don't
live line, even though we're projected to tie, my live line is Abe plus 3.5, and here's the reason why.
That's fine.
You know why?
Why?
Because my defense put up negative 4 points
today. Wow.
In the Buffalo Bills.
Tough.
Thanks a lot, Wentz. We'll keep an eye on that. My second stock, pick'em, is Gronk under 31.5 yards. This is his first game back, I believe.
He played a few minutes the last game, but yeah, this is his first real game back.
To me, it's his first game back, and he's just going to have to get a feel for the game. And that's why I think, you know what, this is literally just – I could sugarcoat it and say I have these numbers. I don't. I went with what my nuts told me. And it told me Gronk under 31.5 yards. And I think sometimes less is more, and you don't have to really think about things. And that's kind of where I'm riding with Gronk on this one.
I like it. Even though we have Tom over, I think let's use the wideouts because
– Can I propose a change into this pick-em, or did you place
it? It's been placed. But you can at least alert the people and give them the option.
Yes. Okay, so this is ahead. So if we get it right, we can't pick two Brady picks, right?
Right.
I would have chosen to take Tom Brady not to throw an interception.
I feel you.
Because, 300 yards in a possible blowout, running the ball in the second half a lot. That's what I would have done.
Okay.
To go the Brady route.
I don't hate it. The picks are just wonky, though. You know,
that's a word I never heard.
You've never heard wonky?
I think you.
No.
To say wacky and now.
No. I swear my life, wonky is a word.
No. Yeah. Let's go to Urban Dictionary. They know everything.
Urban does. What knows more, Urban or Wikipedia?
Urban's just the PG-13 Wikipedia,
right?
But you can't graduate college on Urban.
True.
You can learn the lingo.
Do you see wonky? It's a word. It's fully a word. Not even close.
Weird, whacked out, messed up, not working for no definable reason.
Yeah.
Abe Granoff, wonky as fuck.
Sure. Wacky? No. Maybe not. So that's our unbelievable Monday night analysis. We're taking the 10-point favorite, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're going to go with Tom Brady's going to have a great game. And the injured tight end is not. And then we're going with the wide receiver who hasn't caught 50 yards all year, free agent fantasy player, and the rookie who had two good games. That's our analysis right there. Feel good about it?
Like I said, less is more. You don't have to think a lot. When you think a lot, that's when you get yourself screwed.
I think you're right. All right, let's move into stock up, stock down. I'm throwing my first stock up to Columbus, Ohio, to CJ Stroud. I watched his first game. It was Thursday night football against Minnesota on the bright lights. It was really the first big college football game of the year. He looked miserable. I mean, I'm talking I thought he was going to be benched. I thought Ohio State was winning 7 games this year. He is now, in my opinion, the Heisman favorite for the award. 6 touchdowns in 16 minutes last Saturday against Michigan State. They blew them out. They are now 2 games away from the college football playoff. Can they beat Michigan in Ann Arbor, take care of Wisconsin in the Big Ten championship? It looks like so. I'm not declaring him necessarily the Heisman. I'm just saying the path is very clear at this point. And I'll give him a little extra love because Quinn Ewers, the kid who was supposed to go to Texas, ends up going to Ohio State. They were putting a lot of pressure on Stroud, who's a redshirt freshman, to be really, really good. They thought he was going to end up getting benched, transfer portal. Now they're saying Quinn Ewers might be in the portal. We'll see. But stock up CJ Stroud. Good season. Good progression. Proud of the young buck.
I'm going to go with the Bryce Young. I'm safe. I'm thinking. I'm gonna go safe.
You're going Bryce Young.
We got Ohio State Michigan this week. Right?
We do on Saturday, and if Michigan wins, they are one win away from the college football playoff.
0.0000 chance that Michigan wins.
So
that game.
2 years ago, early on in this pod,
0.000 chance.
I was telling Ava about how Michigan had a chance to beat Ohio State. They didn't. They never did. They just weren't even close. I think I would get into a wager situation with you. If you give me odds on Michigan.
Odds, got it. Yeah.
I don't understand why.
If you think something's going to happen, then you think it's going to happen. Why do you need a hedge?
There's no hedging.
Bullshit.
There's no hedging.
If you want odds and you think something's going to happen, Las Vegas is happy to give them to you. But at the Abe Granoff Sportsbook, be a fucking man.
Okay, I think the Bucks are going to win tomorrow night. You want the Giants?
No.
Oh, you think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl? Do you think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl? Yes or no?
I'm not sure, right?
All right. I'm happy with that answer. Who's your first stock up?
Super Bowl or bust. First stock up is dreams, Jack. You're taught your whole entire life from your parents that if you dream it, you can do it. Follow your dreams. All this stuff. Jack, it's true. If you dream it, you can do it. And Tim Boyle, TB12 on the Detroit Lions, the guy who started for them today and almost beat Baker Mayfield, might I add.
Don't. That is not true. That is fake news media. Baker was spectacular today. You saw the throw from his own end zone he made to half field. That was amazing.
Here is Tim Boyle stats in college. You can do this in college, kids, as a quarterback and still start in an NFL game. He went to UConn from 2013 to 2015, 3 years. I don't know exactly how much he played. He played 14 games total in those 2 years. He had one touchdown. He had 13 interceptions. In 5 games in his first year at UConn, 0 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And then in 2017, he went to Eastern Kentucky. You know, maybe change his scenery, get things right, learn the offense. 11 passing touchdowns. 13 interceptions.
Not bad.
All for a grand total of a 55.5 completion percentage, 12 touchdowns, 26 interceptions. It doesn't stop there. 68 carries in his college career. -162
That's
rushing.
Not fair. You're pitting this guy unfairly. Let's give perspective to the people. He played at UConn. They didn't win a game for almost 1,000 days.
No. Here's the cherry on top. I don't think he won a game in college.
In college football, Abe.
You cannot
sacks,
sit here.
Sacks are negative yards rushing against the quarterback.
I understand that, Jack. -162 yards over your career?
That means he took a lot of sacks. 68 sacks.
55% completion percentage.
That's above
12
above
touchdowns, 26 interceptions and 12 touchdowns in 37 games.
Covered. Tim Boyle, he covered today.
You want to tell that to the Baker fans out there?
No, I want to tell that to Vegas because I didn't bet on the Lions.
And Tim Boyle has proven to you that if you dream it, you can do it, because that is the worst stat sheet I have ever seen from any type of college athlete, and he managed to start in a professional.
What do you think Nathan Peterman's college stats looked like? Like, better than that?
Solid. Yeah, because he went somewhere good, no?
I don't know where he went.
He went to Pitt. He went to Pitt, I think.
He's as bad as they ever came in the NFL, though.
Wait, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure Nathan Peterman's the reason Penn State didn't make the playoff that year.
I don't think that's correct. I don't think he played at Pitt. I don't think he played at Pitt. I could be wrong.
I think you are, as usual.
You would know.
He played at Vanderbilt?
Wait, hold on. I just got a...
Oh, no, he transferred to Pitt. Yeah, I was right.
All right, proud of you. Stock up.
And he beat Clemson. He beat the national championship team Clemson. Peterman's fired.
Stock up number two goes to Jonathan Taylor. A few reasons here. One, officially knocked Russell Wilson out of the MVP conversation. If you were one of those people when I was on a beautiful vacation in the Bahamas, and Sunday night before dinner, I looked at...
I think LeBron's trying to fight.
He is. Isaiah Stewart. I saw. Yeah, he's scumming. Back to the show, though. If you were one of those people while I was in Bahamas, beautiful.
You gotta be stupid to try and fight LeBron.
Beautiful vacation. And Sunday night before dinner, I just wanted to see what the fam was up to. You know, I've been a long weekend where I hadn't really checked in. And I post something that says, I thought Odell Beckham wanted to go to a contender, in regards to a tweet that specified the Saints and the Seahawks as his top two options at the time. And Saints and Seahawks fans responded, how are they not contenders? How are they not contenders? And I had to waste my night, my morning, my beach day, fending off people who swore on their mothers that those two teams were contenders. Since then, both teams have lost two games and very clearly are not freaking contenders. Wow, that became a rant. Anyways, stock up to Jonathan Taylor, because we spend a lot of time on this pod hating on running backs, especially a running back like Taylor, who's really a two-down back. Most
second round, though, we'll let it slide.
Oh, he was 33rd pick or something?
He was the second round back.
Yeah. Still.
I think.
Still. No, he was. You're right. Because Clyde Edwards-Helaire went like three picks before him. But we hate on back, so I'll give love to Taylor. He's still not going to win MVP. Like, let's be clear about something. They're going to fall behind.
Or a playoff
game. Right. They're going to fall behind in like a singular game, and Taylor's going to have 12 carries for 42 yards and no touchdown. And people are going to be like, oh, that's why the running backs aren't winning the MVPs. To be fair, though, he is on a.
The running back did win an MVP 2 years ago.
To be fair, though, he is putting up numbers where if he were to continue them, would win him the MVP. He's the first.
I disagree.
I disagree with your disagreement. He's the first running back since LaDainian Tomlinson to rush to total 100 yards and a touchdown in 7 consecutive games. He scored in 10 consecutive games. If he were to score, you know, 15 more touchdowns and put up 1,500 more, I said if he continues, and you said he just.
Okay, so this sounds a lot like if R.J. Barrett averaged 35 points on 70%.
He's doing it, man. This is what he's doing.
R.J. is?
No, definitely not R.J. JT, what's your disagreement? Who do you take at this point in the season?
Not a running back.
It's not
Derrick Henry.
It's not Kyler.
Tom Brady.
It's not Kyler because Colt McCoy's the fucking MVP of the league.
Oh, someone sounds like they bet on the Seahawks today. But if Brady, Stafford, like there's so much football to be played left, a running back's not winning this thing. If Derrick Henry hasn't won it the last year or two, Jonathan Taylor's not winning it.
Taylor's better than Henry this year. Abe, he put up 50 fantasy points in a game today. 50.
I don't care.
How insane is that, though? Give him some love. Why can't you give him any love? Because he's on Wentz's team? Is that why? Be honest. You can't give Taylor any love?
Yeah, good game. Love. No.
You're a hater. Go ahead. You're a hater.
My second stock up goes to a basketball player by the name of Tyrese Maxey. This guy can flat out play. There are 6 players in the NBA this year that are averaging 18 plus points, 4 plus assists, and 60 plus percent true shooting percentage. What is true shooting percentage, you ask? I don't know. Google it. Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, James Harden, Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jokic, and Tyrese Maxey. He has averaged 22-4-5 on 54-47-90 split shooting in the last 9 games. This kid, you know what? That's the worst part about, like, life. I'm at that point in my life where I'm starting to refer to athletes as these kids.
Mm-hmm. He is a kid.
He just turned 21 last week. I said this about a few players in my lifetime. I've been right about them. I've been wrong about some. The jury is still out on a few of them. Cam Reddish. Tyrese Maxey is going to be a perennial multi-time all-star. When I said Tobias
Oh, my goodness.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Jeremy Lin too, man. As long as we're using 9-game sample sizes, just fire off.
I mean, the whole...
Multi-time all-star, Tyrese Maxey. He's played point guard. He started 15 games in his career.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Started more than 15 games in his career.
Okay, he started 24 games in his career. And now he's a he's a multi-time All-Star.
I'll bet you that right now.
I like Maxey. So
I'll bet you that right now.
I don't want to root against Maxey's whole career.
You don't have to root against him. You don't have to root against him.
Yeah, I would. Well, no. I do that on the daily. People
over under 1.5 All-Stars that he makes.
No. Because I like Maxey. Oh, no, okay. No. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a wild statement. And I want to see Quick and Maxey playing a backcourt together at some point. I don't care what team it's on. I just think they would be so fun. They're so cute together.
Why would Tyrese ever share the court with Emmanuel Quickley, as if Emmanuel Quickley should be starting on an NBA team?
What? He had 10 points in the fourth last night.
Oh, nice. He brought you guys home, or Alec Burks?
Team sport. So I did see a funny tweet that said, the Sixers don't have to worry about trading Ben for a star anymore. They can just let Maxey run the show. That's fine. That's fine. I get that Maxey can be the starting point guard, but what's that mean? They flip him for Buddy Hield and all of a sudden they're title contenders? Uh-uh. Oh, boy.
Fuck, man.
Stock down.
I am so sick in the head.
Stock down number one. The NFL. I think I'm over the NFL. It's terrible. It's horrible.
It's awful.
I didn't enjoy watching. For 58 game minutes of the NFL, of the Ravens Bears game, I was laying down on the couch, not engaged, didn't cheer, didn't stand up. The last two were pretty exciting. We needed, you know, Dalton did his thing, and then we came back and won. That was fun. But 2 out of 60 minutes were enjoyable to me. That's just like, and you just watch, they put 3 games on this afternoon. The Cowboys didn't score a touchdown. Russell Wilson can't score a touchdown. Colt McCoy is dicing up the Seahawks. I mean, the product, man, is so bad. I don't know what to do. I feel like it's just...
Ah, Jack, there's so much parity throughout the league right now.
Yeah, that's what they'll say, right? So much parity in the NFL. Ryan Tannehill stinks. You have Houston Texan corners.
Haven't we known that?
Yeah. I'm saying he was, but he's the starter of the 8-2 number one seeded Titans. You have Texans corners who are 1-8 going into the game, getting up at a press conference. They are 1-8. They are the worst team in the league, second worst to the Lions, saying how bad the starting quarterback is on the number one team in the league. How is that a good product? How is that enjoyable for anyone to watch? He is staring down Houston cornerbacks. It's just brutal. Josh Allen stinks, baby. Come on. I told you that. Mahomes is terrible. Dak Prescott is garbage. Besides Hurts and Huntley, I just don't know who's a good quarterback anymore.
Tom's pretty good.
He's lost two in a row. He lost to Heineke.
I think it's Tom. Tom Hurts. Mike White for 2 weeks, and Huntley. Why do they call him Snoop?
Snoop!
I'm asking, why do they call him Snoop?
They said he looks like Snoop Dogg. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
The NFL is, but I don't think it's fair to pin it. I know that the Titans lost to the 1-whatever Texans. I know that the Bills got blown out by the Carson Wentz Colts. I know the Ravens Bears was a stinker. The Dolphins Jets was a stinker. The Eagles were blowing out the Saints most of the game, and like that was a stinker. But why can't you ever see like the silver lining in that we got a Scorigami today, and that just makes everybody's Monday.
Who's Scorigami? Do you guys?
41-15 Colts Bills.
Ah, nice. All right, I'll take a Scorigami.
So that makes everyone's week a little bit better. Whenever when life brings you down, Scorigami's got you to pick you right back up.
We did get a good Packers Vikings game. You like that. Tough L as an owner. I understand that, but I called that. Everyone saw that coming. Kirk's a stud.
I have a take.
Yeah, what's that?
You can let me know if it is hot, warm, lukewarm, room temperature, or cold.
Okay.
And that take is as follows. Aaron Rodgers is a bitch.
Like a very cold take.
Okay, cool. I'm getting sick of this guy. I'm not even talking about immunized versus vax. I'm not even talking about his family. He's great at football. But something happened today. He gets stepped on a toe, whatever. He hurts his toe. He's fine. He plays the game. He has like 400 yards, four touchdowns or whatever, balls the fuck out. And then he's, for the first time, taking a Zoom press conference just because he got and got caught with this whole thing. And someone's like, yeah, Aaron, just wanted to check in on the toe. Like, is it a turf toe type thing that Devontae was dealing with? And this guy with just his freaking beanie, smug look, awful long.
The hair is terrible, man.
Thinks he's God's gift from above. Like, is sitting up there. It's like, it was kind of like LeBron pretty much broken hand vibes. He was like, yeah, it's a lot worse than a turf toe. Dude, shut up. Shut up. You just lost to the Vikings by a field goal. You balled, but your team lost. Yeah, you know, it's really painful. It's really painful. I get it. He's answering the question, maybe, honestly. But, like, why does he have to be so dramatic? It's a lot worse than a turf toe. Shut up, dude. Shut up. He is amazing at football, and I love watching him play.
He's so good.
He's so annoying.
Yeah, so.
He's not even annoying. Annoying's not even the right.
Did you see what happened at halftime?
No.
So the Vikings had the ball to end the first half. He ran into the tunnel with 16 seconds left.
He said he went to go get treatment on it before the end of the half.
Right, for sure. Made Jordan Love knee it. So he watched the end of the half. So that's a lie. Like, why even watch that half? You might as well have just gone and gotten your treatment if you're going to make Jordan Love knee it out. Yeah, what's the word you're looking for? It's cocky. He's cocky. That's all it is.
It's arrogant.
Yeah, it's arrogant.
It's under my skin. It's like, it's kind of that, like, playground bully type thing where your mom tells you, like, just don't let him get under your skin. I can't help it. This guy sucks.
Well, he's really good. Yeah.
Whatever. But, that's
enough. Hey, that's my player. I'm an owner. I can talk to him.
Cut him.
I said I'm trading him to the Lions in the offseason. Sign him.
There we go. Okay. Stock down. I'm actually going to do three. First one is me because I have a pimple under my nose and holy shit.
Oh, my God. That's almost as bad as I got. I probably am dealing with a mild concussion right now. I got a shoulder to the chin yesterday and some pickup hoops. Someone made me bleed my own blood. But it feels – I either have a pimple with you in the nostril.
You are picking your nose.
Yeah.
On your 10K Zoom camera right now.
It's either – well, let's see if we can get a – it's either in my nostril or –
yeah, that's a clip.
Or the blood that has what's the word, Abe? Come on, help me out. Be my partner in crime right here. Not frozen,
fermented.
Yeah, essentially.
I don't know if that's the right
word. Not even close. But I agree with you. There's nothing worse than that feeling of, like, just something inside of your nose.
Good. I'm glad you added nose to that. my first stock down, check settlement.
First stock I did. Okay. This is a long segment. My bad. Go ahead.
Jack Settlement. Stock down. We chatted on Wednesday on live air. Talked about the Patriots and the Falcons. I think you uttered the words, you do not know how the NFL works if you think the Falcons are going to beat the Patriots. Got into a large argument. You very strategically wouldn't bet me because you're a bitch. You offered me this points and odds, which I refused because grow a pair. And I don't really remember other picks that you had for this week. I know for a fact you said the Cowboys were going to beat the Chiefs. That did not happen. Jack, let me ask you bold-faced right here. Do you know how the NFL works?
Well, let's see. Let's pull up the graphic.
And this is kind of a bridge between stock up and stock down. Kids, Jack Settlement is an inspiration. He is the snapback king. He is a content king.
I went 5-8 today. Yeah. It's been a bad few weeks, which is weird. You want to know what's super weird about it? Because I was so hot to start the year, and then I shifted to picking, like, the upsets, and there's been so many fucking upsets, but I pick all the wrong upsets. It makes no sense. I did have the Vikings. That was clean.
What I was going to say is, kids, Jack Settlement is another prime example of if you can dream it, you can do it. Jack Settlement has managed to build a sports content empire on Snapchat, the largest sports Snapchat. And folks, if you listen to this podcast, if you take his picks, if you see all his picks, you've learned over the years. I've learned since I was 8 years old and I met Jack for the first time. This kid doesn't know the first thing about sports.
That's cap.
You don't know the first thing about sports. And you are the number one sports content creator on this earth. And you know what? It is truly an inspiration.
You're being mean. You're being mean. On the week of Thanksgiving, you're lying, you're fake news.
I believe this. I am so thankful for you showing me that if I can dream it, I can do it. Because not only can you know jack shit about sports, but you can parlay that into a huge business and thriving company. And I think the Snapback fam thanks you for literally not knowing the first thing about anything when it comes to sports. You fucking moron. So thank you, Jack.
Stock down, Lamar Jackson.
That's all you got?
Stock down, Lamar Jackson, the baby goat. Moves to fourth on my all-time favorite quarterbacks after this week. You've got Colt McCoy, who absolutely lights the titties off of the Seahawks today. You've got Tyler Huntley, who leads a game-winning drive. And you have Elite Joe Flacco, who absolutely balled out.
What about DiNucci?
No, I love DiNucci, but these are my, you know, my guys. And so after today, Lamar, for the time being, is now fourth based off the performances of Colt, Huntley, and Flacco. Tyler Huntley, good performance today against the Bears for the most part. Yeah, look at the game. Look at the box score. Pretty impressive. Like 75% completion. Led a game-winning drive on the road. The Ravens are so bad.
Thank you. I was going to say it a lot more mean, but we can just have a civil conversation about it.
So let's...
A few weeks ago, you texted me, Jack, and you said, you texted me in a group, and you said, Bengals, Vikings, Bears, and Dolphins. What do these four
Bengals,
teams have?
Bengals, Vikings, Bears, Dolphins. Yeah, we went toe-and-toe. What?
We went 2-2 against the Bears, Vikings, Dolphins, and...
Bengals? That's not like a bad 2-2. The Vikings? No, the Vikings are a good football team.
Yeah, you lost to the Dolphins.
We did lose to the Dolphins. That was tough. And our schedule over the net. We finished the schedule. Are you ready for this, people? Mm-hmm. Cleveland. In Pittsburgh. In Cleveland. Green Bay. Rams. Pittsburgh. Packers. Bengals. We play eight more games. How many more games? Seven more games against seven teams with winning records.
Can I make a bet with you?
Sure.
The Philadelphia Eagles will play in plus 0.5 more playoff games than the Ravens this year.
Will play?
Will play in plus 0.5 more games than the Ravens. So I get the Eagles plus a half. Plus a half game.
I think that's actually a pretty fair line, to be honest. Which I'll take that for our normal hunt.
Shit, I guess I have to now. Suck myself too.
I think that's a fair line. You guys are probably, you're probably even money to make the playoffs right now, right?
Something like that.
And we'll probably be even money to.
In your mind, you're taking Ravens money line wild card weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the bet.
And we're probably even money. I mean, right.
You're getting even odds on a Ravens road wild card game weekend,
but we are two in the AFC right now, so we could get a home playoff game, which you're not factoring in,
but what you're not factoring in is if you guys get the one seed, you could lose in the divisional round and we lose in the wild card round and I still win the bet.
It's fair. We're not getting the one seed, but the Ravens think they do have
you
seven
for the two seed. What the fuck is going on in the AFC?
That's what I'm
saying. I had no idea that you guys were the two seed. I honestly thought you guys were in a wild card spot right now when I made that bet. God, you know what? I gotta do some research.
Well, Abe, the two seed doesn't have a bye, so.
I know, but like, you still play at home.
I'll say this. Imagine if I told you in August the Ravens would win a game on the road without Lamar Jackson, Hollywood Brown, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Marcus Peters, Ronnie Stanley, Anthony Averett, Jimmy Smith, Pernell McPhee, Derek Wolfe, and Brandon Williams. I mean,
I would say you probably played a really bad team.
That's fair, but we were without our QB1,
right.
RB1.
QB1?
Yeah. Listen. QB1, RB1, RB2, corner two, left tackle all pro, number one. Corner three, corner four, defensive tackle one, D end one, and D end two. That, like, they got out wins.
You're right. You're right, everyone. Let's throw flowers and everyone the pat the city of Baltimore on the back for winning a football game that they were favored in today. Beautiful thing to do.
And covered.
Sick. You covered in a game you were favored in.
That's not easy to do.
The Eagles did it. Stock down number two, the Sacramento Kings. You could literally find a reason to stock down this team every single week. They finally fired Luke Walton today. There was a big thing with Tristan Thompson last week. In the last, and I'm not taking this for my own, somebody tweeted it. In the last 4 years, the Kings took Marcus Bagley over Luka.
Marcus Bagley. Is that Marvin's cousin?
Yeah. Spent lottery picks on 3 point guards. They didn't trade Harrison Barnes, and they actually paid him when he actually had traded.
He's been balling, I'm not going to lie.
They gave legitimate, real U.S. dollar currency to Tristan Thompson, a lot of it. They gave Bogdanovich away to the Hawks for nothing, literally nothing. And they just think, you know what? Maybe just Luke's not the guy. This is one of the more...
Well, he's not. Like, he's not.
Right, but look in the mirror. Maybe once, you know, a little bit self-awareness if you're in Sacramento. Fair to say Sacramento Kings are a fake franchise, right? Like a textbook definition?
Like, I don't know if there's a faker franchise.
What is first team all fake franchises?
Like if we had to rank our top five?
Not rank, just first team all.
First
team. The Lions.
The Magic. The King? The
Magic?
The Magic are the fakest franchise. Don't get wrapped up.
I would say the Timberwolves before the Magic. I would say the Timberwolves. Like, the Magic went to the finals like 15 years ago.
Yeah, but I think to some degree that plays into being a fake franchise. But I hear you.
You could say the Seattle Mariners.
The Jaguars.
Ooh, fake as fuck. They went to an AFC championship.
Doesn't matter. The Kings went to an Western Conference final. Like...
In 2000.
Dude, and the Magic went in 2009. We were 12.
They had iPhones.
No Twitter.
I think that you...
Let's see.
We should make some rules about fake franchises where you have to have, like, shown some type of competence since the iPhone 1 dropped.
To not be one. That's what eliminates the Jets from being a fake franchise. And that they're in New York.
You have to have had some type of competency in the smartphone era.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Browns?
Not anymore.
But, like, they are.
And I think calling fake franchise at the Browns, like, peak of being the Browns was actually a disrespect to the other fake franchises. Like, they, at the time, they were in a category of their own.
Right. They were, like, the leaders of the losers. It's actually not about, like, the Jets. It's not about being so putridly bad.
The New Jersey Jets. Yeah.
It's about, like, being... in the no one cares about you.
Yes,
that's what it's actually about. Like, Browns fans and Jets fans, as bad as they are, like, they are relevant. So I do think the Jets, I think you're just like you're just one AFC championship removes the Jags and Houston from being fake franchises. Is that too short-term thinking, Abe?
It could be. Right, it could be.
What about so obviously
Timberwolves.
I'm looking at NFL.
The Pistons.
Like the Pistons. Okay, Pistons are a perfect example of, like, they won multiple rings.
One.
No, they won two rings. Isaiah Thomas. Wallace. Yeah, but Isaiah Thomas.
Going all the way back.
No, but like they have history.
The Dolphins, the Jets, the Texans, the Jaguars.
But the Jets aren't fake, as we discussed, because they're New York, and they're just like. They're in the
full. Lions.
Yeah.
No, the Jets are in New Jersey.
We put them there, but they're not technically there.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, so let's set criteria. There's not a lot of them. Like, there's just bad teams. Like,
yeah, it's
like
it's pretty easy to just do something.
Right. Let's give criteria, but also real quick, I want to discuss one team, like the Thunder. They're like the definition of a fake franchise, but they were rescued for a period of time by Durant. right? Same with the Magic and Howard. So criteria. One, can't be in a major U.S. city, right? That's fair. Cannot be in a major U.S. city. Two, no titles in the past. How far back do you want to go? Just the iPhone era? Like, I would just say success.
Titles, you can go far back.
Let's say 2000. Right. Let's say nothing counted before 2000 besides Jordan 6.
NBA didn't start until, like, 98. Yeah.
Exactly. So, post-2000 title eliminates. So, no titles after 2000. If you haven't won one in this century, you qualify. You've got not in a major U.S. city. And no one cares.
Nobody gives a shit
about no one cares about you. So that's a criteria. Based on that criteria, I think the Jags qualify. Think about this, Abe. They're so fake that people actually wanted to move them to a different country. Like, they wanted to put them in a different country. At that point, you're pretty fake. So you've got them, the Kings.
I would become a Jags fan if they went to London.
I think the Pistons just need a little more time. We just need like 10 more years of them being bad and talks.
I don't think we need that much more time.
They just won titles in like 03, and they have Isaiah Thomas and the Bad Boy Pistons and the Mouse and the Palace, right? Like, there's history with them.
Okay. But we know pretty much who the poster boys for fake franchises are.
Yes.
But the Kings have just been the Kings. This sounds like maybe nobody really knows what direction they want to go into. De'Aaron Fox becomes available, be a trade, maybe switch it up, Ben Simmons, De'Aaron Fox. I don't know. But things are going down.
A Maxi Fox backcourt? We like that?
That's just, I mean, that is just
speed.
That is speed.
You want some speed, bitch? All right, we're going to take a quick break. After the break, we do have a big weekend of college football coming up. We're going to talk about it for a second. But more importantly, are we hitting the panic button on the Lakers? We'll be right back. All right, fam, we are back. We're going to talk about the panic button on the Lakers. Are we hitting or are we not? And what better place to start than LeBron James just getting tossed for the second time in his career? Abe, can you name the other time he was relieved from a game of basketball as a professional?
Mm-mm.
Me neither. But you would absolutely think we would be, right? Like that, I mean, Skip would know it by, like, better than he knows his wife's middle name.
Speaking of which, let's catch up on, since we saw a very funny tweet from Skip Bayless about LeBron before this podcast, let's see if our old boy Skip said anything about LeBron's ejection.
He's going to have great analysis on this, of course.
The elbow will not help LeBron James's reputation or legacy.
It's a bad one.
That's a tweet from Skip Bayless.
It's a bad one.
Never seen anything remotely that dirty from LeBron James.
That's fair.
It was the equivalent of hitting Stewart with his fist. A lot of blood. Just a shocking reaction by LeBron, who then spread his hands, moved towards Stewart like he didn't mean it. Stewart wasn't having it. Can't blame him. Oh, wait. Now I see a better angle. LeBron popped Isaiah Stewart in the eye with a cheap shot elbow after they got tangled up, drawing blood. It definitely, all caps, was a flagrant two. Stewart wanted to kill him. Took 10 minutes for teammates to restrain him. LeBron needs post-game protection.
Yes, he does need post-game.
Isaiah Stewart just caught an elbow in the eye from LeBron. He didn't think it was accidental, and Stewart went crazy. Ref shockingly ejected LeBron for a flagrant two. I can't see anything flagrant by LeBron on replays. Obviously not his reputation.
Who's that?
Yeah, that was all Skip Bayless' Twitter in the last 5 minutes.
Wait, what was that last tweet? Was that like hyperbole? Was that like trolling?
I think so, considering it was Skip Bayless.
What's Nick Wright's take? Because I'm sure he's going to have some. Cowboys Chiefs stuff.
I think it's the Chiefs are back.
Yeah. It's just pretty much it. No, but does he have any LeBron take? Because these are like the two guys you got to go to. Oh, maybe a little. Let me get it.
He said, bigger headline. LeBron's unbreakable streak of games with 10-plus points stays alive by the thinnest of margins. The duality of man is a beautiful thing to say.
Hold on. I got one more. Stewart caught an elbow from LeBron, all caps, on a miss FT. They might toss Bron for that elbow. Don't think he intentionally did it, but intent only matters to Bron. Stewart is still leaking. That's Shannon Sharp.
Here's the thing. Sure, he deserved to get ejected, probably. I don't really give a shit. It's a November basketball game between the Lakers and the Pistons on a Sunday night. Like, I literally couldn't care less about a single thing.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm going to say that LeBron James didn't intentionally do that. Why the fuck does LeBron James care about a guy by the name of Isaiah Stewart?
Beef
LeBron
stew.
LeBron James.
Beef stew.
That's the only thing I have to say about it.
I'll give my quick take. I've seen one replay of it. So when I say quick, it's very, very quick. I think he was trying.
And the Lakers were down 12.
I think he was trying to, like, get in for the rebound or, box out the rebound. And he just, like, was swinging to maybe hit him in the chest. And he just missed. I'm going to give LeBron the benefit of the doubt. These are things you don't see every day on the Snapback Sports Pod. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. To Abe's point, he started this with, why the fuck would LeBron James try and injure Isaiah Stewart? And the answer is he wouldn't on the Sunday night before dinner. So, Knicks have tipped off. They play in Chicago. The Ravens won in Chicago today. If the Knicks and Ravens win in Chicago, I might order some deep dish for dessert tonight. Abe, maybe there is frustration, though, with the Lakers. They're currently trailing to the Detroit Pistons. They're not good. People are saying Westbrook trade could be impending. Now it's funny.
That would be so funny.
It would be very funny. But it wouldn't be shocking. Like, they are terrible. Like, what do they do at this point? Like,
it's November. Everyone relax. I know. They don't look good. And Russell Westbrook just...
He's not bad. He's not bad.
Russell Westbrook's a Hall of Famer. Russell Westbrook, you know what you're getting night in and night out. Russell Westbrook does not help your team win basketball games. And it's not
some do, some don't. Some do, some... He's not a complete, like... Net negative. Some games he actually will help you. He's done 20-10 and 10
way
games.
Too much of a wild card.
To rely on. But remember, he's not what the Lakers are going to rely on. They've got AD. They've got LeBron James when he's not punching people in the face. And so he's not the one they need to rely on. But more importantly, Abe, he can't be as big of a wild card when you've got, outside of Carmelo Anthony, Malik Monk, DeAndre Jordan's back in the starting lineup. You've got, like, their reserves, Avery Bradley, like, THT are just so tragic. And for that reason, he can't. I'm hitting the panic button on the Lakers. Just because I hit the panic button doesn't mean that they're done. I'm not calling them dead.
You did hit the panic button on RJ Barrett week one of the NBA season.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that they are dead. Which I don't know if I've killed off any NFL teams. We might have to go through that in a bit. But, yeah, they have problems.
What's up with Evan Fournier's panic button?
His
doing jumping jacks on it?
Yeah, he's no...
$70 million Evan Fournier.
Je ne sais pas, Monsieur Evan.
What does that mean?
I don't know, Evan. I don't know. RJ Barrett can make a layup. But yeah, he's not good. Let's move on to the gridiron. We're not going to preview it fully, but Oregon loses to Utah, gets blown out. So now you've got a Georgia, Bama, Ohio State. Those are the clear top three. Those three. What happens if Bama loses to Georgia?
There's nothing that would I would love more than a two loss Bama to get in to for a two loss Bama. I believe would be the first two loss non conference champion winner.
Been a two loss no matter what.
There's never been a two loss. If Bama gets in a two loss Bama, which means they wouldn't have won the SEC unless they somehow lose another game and then whatever over Cincinnati, that would tell you everything you need to know going forward about the college football committee. As if we didn't already know how they feel about the small guys. I mean, well, we saw it a few years ago, Central Florida crowned themselves champions. They say, screw the committee. And I respect
that. That's amazing. Yeah, that was great.
Cincinnati should do the same thing. But if a two loss Bama gets in, over Cincinnati.
They won't. They won't, and I'll tell you why. Because Bama would be the four seed, and it would be – they would have to play Georgia in back-to-back weeks, and they're just not going to do that. Plus, there's room. So you still do have Oklahoma State out of the Big 12, who has one loss. They play Oklahoma this week, and then they would play in the Big 12 championship. I don't know who they play in the Big 12 championship, but
not a good football team.
No,
it's the Big 12 championship.
They stink. So you do have Oklahoma State. You do have Michigan. But if Michigan beats Ohio State, Ohio State's going to be out with two losses. I think Cincy's going to do it. I really am hype about it. I think Cincy's going to do it.
How much do they lose by to Georgia?
35.
something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But like a respectable 40 to 15. That's 25. 40
to 5. Is Texas officially, I think I asked you this last time, I forgot, is Texas going to a bowl game this year?
Nope.
Really? Not even bowl eligible?
Nope.
Like a lock? Like it's guaranteed?
Correct. They are out. They've lost six consecutive?
Who'd you lose to this week?
We lost to West Virginia.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, like Penn State, you guys thought you were going to the playoff and you lost four consecutive. You know, that's college football for you. You know how it goes.
I never once thought we were going
to you did.
I said the path was there.
The path was there.
You choose a different path. Sometimes you go down.
Are you rooting for Cincy to be in? Yes or no? I need to understand.
Yeah, I am. Because I don't give a shit about Oklahoma State, and I think it would be funnier to watch them get pummeled.
Yeah.
Like, finally the little guy gets in, and then it's a message to all the other little guys out there that are going to do it in these next few years. Like, don't even bother.
Yeah, like, go play in the Sugar Bowl for fun.
Yeah.
Like, let the SEC opponent, who finished third, sit all their starters because they're going to the draft, and win that game. That's huge for your program.
Exactly.
It's not big for your program.
Revenue.
Yeah, people do love the revenue.
You make money if you win.
Maybe.
Probably get a bonus of some sort.
Speaking of revenue, our final question of the week is, we haven't done one of these in a while. You know, we've done like the, you could take a free throw for 50K, a three-pointer for 100K, half-court shot, 500K, that type of stuff. We haven't done one of these in a while. You have four downs to catch a pass, not a first down, a pass, a forward pass on Jalen Ramsey. You win $1 million if you successfully catch a pass on Jalen Ramsey. You do not catch a pass, you can never watch the NFL again. Abe?
This isn't as clear cut as you think it is. Let's just say that. I have a few questions. Is there a ref?
There is a ref. I think we're going, in my head, we're going,
can I commit OPI?
No. We're going one-on-one drills with a ref. You've got, you can pick your quarterback.
Mike White.
And I'm thinking like a 5 to 7 step drop. Like, you know, you get 1 or 2 5-step drops, 1 or 2. So you probably get 4 seconds and 7 seconds. Let's call it that. I don't even know if that's how long that stuff takes. Probably shorter, but I'll give you a little extra time.
So I looked into this. Jalen Ramsey stands and is listed at 6'1", 194.
Okay.
It's a little bit heavier than me, so he's got the muscle on me. Mm-hmm. He also has the fact that he plays professional football. Two pretty important factors going into this.
Yeah.
Is $1 million worth giving up? Like, I don't want to sound greedy because that's my biweekly paycheck from this podcast. But is $1 million when worth giving up football?
So this is why.
Actually,
right,
you know why it is?
This is why the
time. Think about how much more productive your life would be.
So much. I want to get into
some habits. Is it like you don't know football's going on, like all your friends meet up and you can't go?
No,
you just literally can't watch.
Yeah,
I would be such a better human being.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that.
It's like a self-improvement. Whereas if I did
$1 million, yeah,
if I did that and I won me $1 million, I would lose it betting on football,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
So do I want to? But then I have a story to tell, and it's a very good icebreaker when you meet new people.
That's right.
So there's a lot of pros and cons. Now, do I think I could do it?
Yeah.
Why not?
If the
quarterback puts it in the right place and I have the sticky gloves, like, he has to commit DPI. Sometimes good offense beats good defense.
Abe, he allows, like, 3 catches a game in the NFL. Like, you've played against good athletes before, right? Mm-hmm. How I imagine me trying to run a route against Jalen Ramsey would go is like, he's not, like, his chest won't leave my body, let alone like his hands, his closing speed. Like, I don't think that I could work a move where I get an inch of separation. What do you think?
I'm just thinking, like, if I do a little.
Who's your quarterback and what routes are you running? You got four downs. Let's hear it.
My quarterback is. Maybe.
Like, I'm not going Mahomes. His arm's too strong.
Arm's too strong.
Rodgers probably would want to see me fail.
I actually think I may. Ooh, that's a good point. That is a good point. Rodgers was a good one because I think that Rodgers more so than anyone else. It would be Tom. It would be Tom.
That's fair.
No, I'd be terrified. I need a quarterback that I'm not afraid of.
Right.
Like, to me, like, I'm like, oh my God, it's Tom Brady. Like, right. I need like a. You know what? I think it's Flacco.
Why?
I feel like he's not intimidating. He's smart. He's experienced. He can do knows very basic routes.
Keep going. Keep going. Keep. You're almost there.
You're close. Keep going. I'm close. And he's elite. Oh.
Yes.
Released. But no, a little 2 yard out right there. Maybe a curl. Oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm doing the freaking.
But you have to get a catch.
Jet sweep. It's a reception. A little Mahomes special.
Has to be past the line.
That's not what the rule said.
It has to be a completion past the line.
You can't just throw in sticks.
It has to be a completion across the line. Are you attempting it? I mean, given the current state of NFL football.
Yeah, I'm definitely attempting. It's either I win $1 million, or I get to be a better person.
Okay.
It's a win-win if you ask me. I wouldn't be embarrassed.
Right.
If I didn't get it. Would you do it?
I actually don't think I would. Because.
Business.
No, just because I don't think I'm going to do it. I really don't see a scenario.
Jack, there's a wise quote I once heard from a wise man that said, those who say they can and those who say they can't are both usually correct in the end.
Yeah. So I don't think I can, though. I'm trying to think, like, what route. I'm trying to think, like, what route. Like, if he's impressed, like, he's jamming me for half the thing. You know? Like, I'm not moving.
I think you are.
I don't know.
We're not bad athletes.
Let's put it on the Snapback Pod story. You guys let us know. And Eagleston's not here, but he did ask us to bring up the poll. Apparently, the Jets are more poverty, according to people on our Instagram poll. They just don't. They're Instagram fun.
Hey, Eagleston, you're not here today. Throw a freaking banner in Hard Rock.
More, less poverty than.
So Eagleston, let's talk about Eagleston right now. Eagleston's at a concert in Montreal, and that's why he couldn't make it. I don't think we've ever talked to Eagleston about this. What do you think his music taste is?
Probably like mainstream.
I was going to say, I think he's at like some like folk jazz music concert.
No.
He's like, I feel like Eagleston would be like a fish head.
No, he's like Eagleston. I pin is if he were not from Canada and was from the U.S., like he would totally be at that. What's the Philly concert?
The Travis Scott. Made in America.
Yeah, he is a Made in America guy through and through. That's my best guess.
Well, I'm gonna text him right now. See if we can get a text back before close. Eagleston, what concert are you at? What if he's like Katy Perry?
I mean, that would be fire. Or like Adele, that would be fire too.
Oh, no, it would not. I boycotted that new album.
Why? Because Rich Paul?
My boyfriend. Yeah. Can't give him his streams. You think I'm kidding? I haven't listened to one song, and I love Adele.
No, I don't think you're kidding, but I just think you're sick in the head. That's all. Which is okay. We'll work through that. The Knicks suck. I'm going to leave us with that. Any final thoughts, Abe?
LeBron should probably be arrested.
Fair play. Snapback fam, much love. Peace.